已成六水晶海港景区行动计划2024，请各位参阅离岛区议会文件第22/2024号。我欢迎出席讲解的嘉宾，香港警务处水晶海港区指挥官韦律敦先生，唔该晒。
Thank you. Good afternoon, Madam Chair and District Council members. I believe you have all received a copy of the Marine Port District Action Plan 2024.I would like today to briefly cover the main points with you. I'll try not to overlap too much with the previous presentation. The action plan covers five main operational priorities. The first concerns national security, an aspect that I'm sure we all agree we have a duty to support. We will be diligent in proactively taking action where necessary, and we will continue to seek the community's support in this regard.A close relative of this is a focus on anti-terrorism measures, and we will regularly run exercises and security operations to ensure our ISPS facilities and critical infrastructure are protected. This includes actions in regard to the relatively new LNG terminal south of Sheikh Ruchao, and looking ahead, the opening of the incinerator being built there. In regard to the triad and organised crime,Our main focus will be against syndicated smuggling activities and equally those who are behind the movement of illegal immigrants into Hong Kong. We will continue to work closely with mainland authorities in this regard. Thirdly, and with notable government support for and the promotion of events and activities especially around and in Victoria Harbour, we will focus on ensuring all public events,whether they be traditional events such as festivals and dragon boating, or newly developed events, often with a focus towards tourism, such as the recently commenced monthly pyrotechnic displays and drone shows, are held in a safe manner, and therefore look forward to being able to continue to work closely with organisers and community leaders to ensure all events have positive and safe outcomes.The forthcoming Bun Festival is a very good example of our close ties with the Chern Chow Island leadership and is an important part in preparing for this very large-scale event. I hope to be able to see a number of you there next week. Safety at sea is a priority, and this is an area where we continually engage with the seafaring community, often using the Southern Cross Initiative to speak with vessel operators and boat clubs.So as to develop greater sea safety awareness, and especially to seek improvements in the area of preparedness, mainly in relation to severe weather conditions, notably with the typhoon season fast approaching, and also to prepare for the summer recreational activities, which are also not too far away. Lastly, deceptions. With the amount of cases now seen within our island communities,It is clear that much more work needs to be undertaken to raise public awareness as to the scams being undertaken. We again seek to work closely with the wider community, most notably with the Islands District Right Crime Committee, to make some positive inroads in this area. I would like to formally recognise the help and assistance we received from many of you throughout 2023, and I again humbly seek your support as community leaders.To regain help and work with us in 2024. I cannot overstress the importance we put on working with the community to further our goals for our 2024 plan. Thank you for listening. I am happy to entertain any questions you may have regarding the aforementioned 2024 plan.
好，唔該曬。請問有冇議員有提問或者意見？劉信庭議員之外，仲有冇其他同事係想問嘅？冇啦，劉議員，麻煩你。
唔該，主席。咁其實好多謝阿韋警司啦。咁咁我呢個係主要係講翻我哋南丫島索罟灣南段嗰個警力嘅問題嘅。咁其實我哋喺2023年嘅12月21日咧，都已經同阿韋警司同埋阿張勇 Sir 咧嚟一齊，同埋阿陳學峰立法會議員啦等等，同埋我哋地區嘅人士咧，就開咗個會，同埋周玉強主席。咁樣開咗個會嘅，咁就關於我哋索罟灣嘅南丫景光嘅 到現時為止都未有警員係駐守嘅問題。咁其實我喺呢度再提一提啦。咁即係好多謝衛警司，佢其實好真好激極力咁去爭取嘅幫我哋，但係到現時都未有，真係到現時都未有警員喺度駐守。咁我希望希望係盡快啦，咁增加翻個警員喺翻十富灣警崗嗰度駐守啦，因為其實有好多居民都喺呢五個月啦，已經五個月，其實之前已經唔係五個月嘅時間噶啦，咁都冇警員嘅情況下，對居民嘅安全同埋嗰個佢哋嘅安心感覺咧，就係非常之即係佢哋好擔心啊。其實不斷都每個月都揾我哋都問啊，究竟幾時警崗會開翻啊？幾時有人啊？咁樣咁我都已經解釋咗講咗俾佢聽，其實警員啊、警司啊，佢哋都已經係極力去爭取嘅，為我哋咁希望係咯，盡快啦，好唔好啊？盡快有翻警員喺南丫島索富灣嘅警崗度有翻警員駐守吧，唔該。
好，唔該。仲有冇其他議員想提問或者提出意見？冇嘅話，或者阿偉常。
Firstly, thank you, Ms. Lau, for the question. And again, I'd like to say further to the meeting we actually had in December, I do appreciate your work with the local community explaining what we discussed that day. The closure of the post is, as I see it, still a temporary measure. I have no intent to make it a permanent one, if I can. But the manpower situation, as I explained during that meeting throughout the force, is pressured. There's a stressful situation there. There isn't quite the numbers we would like to see. But compared to 2023 to 2024, the recruitment figures have shown positive signs. There is more of an upward trend now, more people seeking to join the organisation. So the only thing I can say at the moment is I will promise that I will keep in mind whether we have the manpower to open the post in future. When it becomes possible to do so, then I will try to do so. But at the present time, the manpower does not allow me to do that. Mm-hmm. But please rest assured that it is not a forgotten issue or item, and that I will continue to examine this. And hopefully, when the manpower situation improves, both through recruitment, plus some measures we are actually actively putting in place now within the force to rearrange manpower into Cheung Chau Division, hopefully we won't have to wait too long for the manpower situation to improve, which may therefore equate to being able to open the Soku Wan post.
好，唔該。仲有冇議員想提問或者提出意見？冇嘅話，就唔該曬，偉常。